have one thing left to look at, and then we're all set. Feel like good, huh?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah, that's about where I am. I'm functional today. Yesterday I wasn't terribly functional. Wrong class. That's the class we're in. Okay, here is the status sheet. And that is a requirement of the final. But it also should be where you stand at the end of the course. So filling it out now, unless you've finished everything, is not what I want you to do. If you want to fill it out now and send it to me so I can check on you, that's fine. But then you're going to have to revise it and send me the revised version with the final if it has changed. In other words, on the day you pass in the final, I want to see this current. Okay, so basically what this is a checkup on me and you. So if anything is missing, I will get back to you if you claim you did it and tell you that I don't have it, you got to send it to me. Okay, so it's checking up on me and it's also checking up on you. So that you get credit for everything you've done. So, you definitely need to fill it out before the final, but you can fill it out ahead of time, and then if anything changes, make the changes to it and pass it in. Okay. I am going to, as I told you, I'm going away after class on Thursday night. I've got a flight down to North Carolina, and I'm not coming back till the following Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday, I'm taking his personal days. Eric is going to run a lab in here those days, and it will be all day, right, Eric? 9:30 to when? 3 or?
Yeah, 3.
Okay. So 9:30 to 3, he'll be in here. This will be open. You can come in and work. You can ask each other questions and so forth and get caught up. Now, because I am concerned about connection, because I will be in a hotel part of the time because my granddaughter's going into the hospital, I'm going to post the final on Wednesday. So you can ask me questions about it on Thursday. That means tomorrow. So I'm going to post the final tomorrow. You can ask me questions about it on Thursday. You can also email me for questions. But I just want to make sure it's up there. So before I leave, I'm going to post it, basically. And it is due. Okay, yours isn't due until Thursday. Okay, Thursday, no, 2 weeks. So you're going to have the exam for about 2 weeks this year. The 22nd. Well, that's horrible, okay? So if you're going to have it for 2 weeks, try to get it in a little earlier than that, because the 22nd is horrible for me, because I'd actually like to have Christmas, and it would be nice to get it off your plate, too. So it's technically not due till the 22nd, but I would think it would be a very nice thing. If you got it done earlier, you're going to have 2 weeks to get it done. Just get it done and send it to me when you get it done, okay? Because that's treading close to, I'd like to buy a few presents and things like that. And you might like to, although Amazon is a wonderful thing. And you might like to too. But yours is not due till the 22nd. I think it's due at 9:30 in the morning or something. Whatever the posted time for the final is, you have to have your final to me prior to the posted time that the final starts. Okay? So
there won't be class on this Wednesday?
Well, there's never class on this Wednesday.
Fair.
Class on this Wednesday never happens, right?
Oh, no.
Or a Tuesday, Thursday class. I'll be here Thursday of this week. So I will be here this Thursday. I will be here next Thursday. So you can ask me questions either time. The following Thursday, it's due. Okay, so let's look at the calendar again. I will be here through the 8th. I'm flying out on the 8th. Okay, at night. I've got a night flight on the 8th. I will not be here the 12th and the 13th. Those are the days I'm taking personal days. I will be here the 15th. And then the next week is final week, and I'm never on campus for final week because it's an online final. Okay, so you're not here, why am I going to be here? All right, so it's an online final. So I will be here the 15th, and then your final is due on the 22nd. Okay? So it will be posted tomorrow. And so that gives you basically 2 weeks to do the final, because it's, you'll have it the 8th and it'll be due the 22nd. And again, as I said, I would appreciate it. Your family would appreciate it. Everybody would appreciate it if it came in sooner than the 22nd, because the 22nd is, you know, pushing right up against Christmas. Technically, the last day that you can pass in work is the 15th. I will take a few things the week of the final. But if you pass in a semester's worth of work, you will get the grade that you deserve, and I will look at it after Christmas and change the grade if it warrants changing the grade. Okay? But if I get this mammoth mass of work, I'm not doing it. Okay, so I will wait till after Christmas, and then I will do it. Okay, but a few things I will take after the 15th. If you get me the massive amount of work on the 15th, then you're in the legal limits, and you're okay. But after the 15th, then I'll take only a few things. Okay, any questions? Down to about 20 in my inbox, so I'm fairly well caught up. I'm hoping I'm going to get through those 20 tomorrow and be fairly well caught up. Okay, the one thing that we have left to do is more on triggers. So if you want to click on that, we will do that. Okay, so I've got two tables here that I set up. Column stew is an empty table, and credit range I put in that way. So credit range has in it that freshmen are from 0 to 30 credits, sophomores are 31 to 60 credits, juniors are 61 to 90 credits, and seniors are 91 to 999 credits. Okay? So then I came down here. Come on, you can do it. Maybe that's what the problem is. Okay. So I have got a simple little program. This is an anonymous block where I am defining four fields, taking in the data from the user and inserting them into column stew, which is that blank table that I created. Okay, so I want to know when stuff is done to column stew. So I am preparing a trigger. And again, a trigger is associated with the table, not with the program. So there wasn't a single mention of the program up here. Okay, there's the program, and there's not a single mention of anything that is being checked. It is just saying take in the data and insert. What I've got, however, is a trigger that is associated with column stew, and I associated it with it on the insert. So I said before insert, okay, for each row, when the class level is not senior. I decided to exclude a group. So I'm excluding seniors. Now the new class level means basically the one that I'm about to change or about to add. So new indicates that I'm about to add it because remember I've got up there before. So this is, I'm checking it before I add it. So the new is referring to the thing I'm about to add. Okay? And new can be associated with insert. If you're doing a delete, old can be associated with delete because I'm deleting something. So I'm looking at the thing I'm about to get rid of. And when you're updating, you can have new or old depending on whether you want to do it before or after. Okay? And so I basically said, when the new class level is not equal to senior. And then I declared maximum credits and minimum credits. And I said, select minimum credits, maximum credits into the V versions of those from the credit range where the year name is equal to the new, okay? Where year name is equal to the new class level. So the class level that I'm about to put in, class level being junior, senior, etc. And if it is less than the minimum or greater than the maximum, I raise an error that says the credits are out of range. And I show the new ID and the new name. Okay, so what this boils down to is I've got a table. And I am about to insert something in a table. And I'm checking to see if the data is valid. And if the data is valid, then I will go ahead and do the insert. But if the data is not valid, I will raise this error. And the error is associated with the fact that I am doing something to column stu. Okay, so it is associated with the data. And if I try to put data on there that doesn't work, it's going to crash. Okay? So, down here, I put in 1, 2, 3, 4, John Doe, 15 credits, and a freshman, and that worked just fine. We never even heard from the trigger because it worked just fine. On the next one, I am adding something that is 2, 3, 4, 5, Jane Doe, 15, and junior. Well, 15 is in the range for a freshman, not for the range in junior, so I get credit out of range. Okay, I get the message that I was sending. I also get the messages that the system was sending about something else, but I got the credit out of range message from the Jane Doe, for Jane Doe. So basically, again, what I'm doing is associating an error message, and this one worked fine because it wasn't a senior, it was a senior, and so it worked fine. So again, what I'm doing is I am associating the trigger has to do with the data, and it doesn't let me muck up the data. Okay? In the way that I specified. In other words, it doesn't let me add somebody that says they're a junior when they've only got 15 credits. I gotta go back and fix that. Okay. Okay, questions? Then that was the last thing. Anybody got a problem they want to debug? Come on. Huh?
Next week I will.
Nobody's got something they're working on that they would like their fellow classmates to look at?
I think I got something.
Yeah, you had to, and I thought you had something.
I figured it out.
Oh.
I think I emailed it to my sister.
Well, come up and put it up here if you've got something. If not, we can all work quietly by ourselves.
Make sure I have it.
Huh?
Make sure I have it.
Well, that would be a good thing. This is December 6th, 16, and I'm just saving my notes while you're doing that. Well, if nobody has anything to debug and he's still checking, so he may come up, then basically you've got time to work and do homework. So, and that's going to be true of Thursday as well. Thursday we can do debugging or you can do homework. It's your choice.
Yeah. I have a question. One of the things we have this to look at our previous cursors, I know you said that you could go back to like the CIS web to do that to see what we have.
Yeah. What are we talking about, the exceptions?
I forget which assignment.
I mean, the exceptions, I basically, if you want to write something new, that's fine. But I basically said you could go back and pick something that you already written.
How do I check
what
I have? I was at home yesterday. I was like, how do
I... Oh, okay. How do you check the SQL do you have? You can actually log into CIS Web.
Right. Okay. That's what I don't know where.
Okay. If you log into CIS Web, where is CIS Web? It's under CIS Software. Okay, so you go to WinSCP. And you log in to WinSCP with cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Wait a minute. And I just put in the wrong password. I put in the Oracle password. Okay, so if you go, wait a minute, don't go into public HTML. If you just scroll down from public HTML, you see all of your SQL that you put in there. Okay, so if you just scroll down from SQL, then there's all of the, scroll down rather, from public HTML. There's all of the SQL that you wrote. And interestingly enough, you can even edit it here if you want to, rather than edit in PuTTY. If you want to, you can do the editing here, and it will change it, and you can then go in and run it. Okay. But there is the SQL. So if I go in here and I just right-click on one of them and say edit, there it is, and I can go ahead and edit it right there.
Problem?
You don't have a problem?
No, I just don't have it on me.
Okay. So, then basically the rest of the class you can just work on a homework, folks, if nobody has a problem. And the other thing is that if you have problems, we can still do this Thursday. Okay? But I'm...